It's almost Giving Tuesday, and we've got a special goal for this year's Day of Giving to raise $20,000 in just one day. Why are we being so ambitious? To fund our newest and most ambitious project in 25 years of ministry, the Wonder app. Wonder is a Bible app for teen girls that we're creating in partnership with Revive Our Hearts. And over the course of the next 3 years, this project will cost just under $1 million. We need your help. We need your help to launch the app January 1st, 2026. Yeah, that's just a few weeks from right now. I wonder if you'd pray about making a one-time donation on Tuesday, December 2nd or before. Go to mytruegirl.com to make a gift today and designate it for Giving Tuesday. And keep listening to find out how to get one of our Wonder Word Over World hoodies just in time for Christmas for your teen girl.
Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shani McKenzie, and I'll be joined by my friend Dana Gresh. Is your daughter bored with her Bible? Are you? Today, Dana will share the single most important thing you can do when our love for God's Word is dried up. It will help your daughter see the wonder of the Word. And we've got a clip from Jackie Hill Perry's viral message from True Woman 25. And listen, we were in the room where it happened. Also, find out why Dana gave someone the shirt off her back. And I wanted it, but didn't get it. And Susie Weibel, the theology director of a new project for teens, joins us for a sneak peek at our most ambitious project to get girls into God's Word ever. Let's dive in. Here's Dana with our scripture snack.
Our scripture snack is in Psalm 119, Channy, the longest book of the Bible, in case you didn't know. Did you know? You knew.
I did know.
I know you knew that. Here's where I want to start. I want you to know that I live on a hobby farm. Most of you know that. I have lots of critters, including peacocks. Did you know that I had a white peahen? That's what you call a female pea fowl. Mm-hmm. Peacocks are the boys.
Yeah.
But that's, we just think that there's peacocks. But there's also pea chicks, peahens. Roxy was a white one. She went missing, and I was so sad. I loved this girl. When she went missing for like 2 weeks, she was always around. Like, she would follow me around the barn. She would look in the window and watch me cook, watch me write books. She was my buddy. One day, she just came in the house. Just there she was in the living room.
Uh-uh.
Doors left open, and she was like, hey, thought I'd check it out. So I really missed her, and she was gone for like 2 weeks, and I was having this really bad, sad day, bad, sad week, bad, sad month. And I went outside angry and I slammed the door almost as if I was like leaving God inside. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, do you even see me? Do you see what's going on in my life? Like, and there in the distance, I saw something on my fence post.
Mm-hmm.
It was white. It was really far away, but I was like, could it be? Now my horse got to the white blob before I did.
Uh-oh.
And it was Roxy. And this 1,500-pound steed was pushing on the peahen. Now, she was kind of flighty, so that was not something she would settle for.
Mm-hmm.
But she was immovable. And I wondered why. Why is she not moving? And then I got closer. And I could see, tucked under her little wing, a little tiny beak and two beady little eyes peeking out. She had a little pea chick.
A little pea chick.
Mm-hmm. Now, Roxy was immovable for that 1,500-pound horse because she was a mama.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mama bird, not a mama bear. Nothing was going to get her to her baby without coming through her, not even a 1,500-pound horse. And you know what, Shani? I immediately thought of Psalm 91.
Mm.
It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I have this one memorized, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. And this is where, this is the verse I thought of. He will cover you with his pinions. Mm-hmm. That's actually a word for wings, a type of wing. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings, you will find refuge.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
He will cover you with his pinions and under his wings. In that moment, I felt something that we all long to feel when we open our Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
wonder, God's wonder. Because I had been in my Bible and knew this passage of scripture, when I encountered this moment in my life, I felt wonder. Now, what is wonder? It's like this sense of awe, this amazement, this admiration it's inspired by something. It doesn't just happen. There's like something that's the catalyst, right?
Right.
And it's usually something beautiful or noble or beyond ordinary. And listen, it wasn't every day that I walked out and found my horse pushing on a white peahen, right?
Right.
And that's the sense that I felt wonder when I saw Roxy. Now, it was natural wonder when I just saw the horse pushing and the peahen standing still and not moving, right? Mm-hmm. But God took it a level deeper into biblical wonder because I had the word in my heart. And biblical wonder is even better than natural wonder because it's just like, have you felt
Absolutely.
It? Have you felt it? Like
yes.
You're just like, oh, God sees me.
Yeah.
God's speaking to me. It's that awe we experience when the greatness, the holiness, the beauty of God breaks into our ordinary lives through his word and his works. It's the soul's response to seeing God as he truly is, majestic, merciful, beyond comprehension. And on that day, when I said, God, do you see me? He said, let me tell you how I see you.
Absolutely.
You are under my wing, girl. Mm. You are under my wings. I have you. And anything that's coming at you has to go through me.
Amen.
Wow. Now, that only happened because I knew the word.
Yeah.
You know, God can only turn our daily experiences into object lessons if we know the word. And I knew that day God has me. He's holding me. You know, Shani, I think it's so amazing that feathers are such a weak thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God's like, even just under my feathers, the weakest part of me is enough for you.
It's still enough for you.
It's enough for you. God is empowered. This morning as I was driving in to the studio, I was like, God is sovereign. Jesus is enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my mantra for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign. Jesus is enough. He's enough. He's everything. So I got to say, this is a side note, Shani, but I did walk. I got Roxy. She let me pick her up. I walked her back to the barn. When I put her in the barn, she lifted up that wing and out plopped the baby. And then she lifted up the other wing and out plopped another one.
No, two.
Two babies.
Roxy babies. Was busy. Roxy said, listen.
He was busy. So
I
want to end by just going to Psalm 119, where I said we were going to look today, that long love poem about the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things about your law. And when I look at this, I realize I need help seeing the wonder. Mm-hmm. I need God's help. I need divine help. This is a prayer. Open my eyes, God. I can't see the wondrous things in your law. I can't see it. Now, it says law instead of word because most of what they had at that point would have been the Torah, which was mostly law. But we need divine help to see the wonder in God's word. And your daughter needs that too. So here's what you do when the Bible's dry and boring. You pray. You say, God, open my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
For our girls, you pray, God, open my daughter's eyes to see. And, you know, Shani, God did that a few weeks ago. You and I were at True Woman, and the theme was wonder of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And we came asking God to open our eyes,
mm-hmm.
and he did. He opened our eyes. And I think that, for me, the most profound moment of the weekend was Jackie Hill Perry. I don't know. For you, do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackie.
She
I mean,
just,
it was all great.
It was
all wonderful.
I thought
so
you were
going
to say, oh, Dana Gresh, I liked your teaching.
I mean,
no.
Listen.
Jackie Hill Perry. No.
Yours was wonderful.
Thank
it
you.
It was great.
But she invited us to behold the word.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the word as in words on paper, but the living word, Jesus. And she took us to John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. And verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the word. These words are his. When we open the Bible and read the Bible, we're not just encountering truthful words. We're encountering the truth, and that is the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Dana, it was so, like, when she was speaking, and when she got to that section where she was just saying, behold all the things that he is, you know, that God is, it was convicting for me. You know,
yeah.
I think as a person who, you know, you have a steady drip of the word, you know, yeah. you have your time with the Lord every day. For me, I was like, I have to always make sure I'm careful not to become common with the word. And for some time now, I've been saying, you know, like, God, take me back to the God of my youth, you know, because you remember when you first found the Lord and when he first revealed himself to you, you know, it's that zeal. It's that no one can stop you from talking about him and running into that word and beholding him. He took me back to a phrase he gave me many years ago, and it was, it's refresh, renew, repurpose. Mm. And she was speaking, and the Holy Spirit was just like, I want you to behold me. I want you I want you to behold me. I want you to see me with those eyes again. See me with those eyes again.
Yeah.
You know, I've been walking with the Lord for 20-something years, and I want it to be like when I first came to him, you know? And my daughter, my oldest daughter, was with me. And, you know, like I just kind of ran out of the aisle. She had an altar call, you know, just so she could pray over people. And she was like, ooh, she's like, I almost got whiplash. She ran by me so quickly. But I'm watching her, you know, she's creating her patterns, like waking up really early now. And I mean, she's been doing that for a little while.
So it affected her.
It affected
that, me, too. I've been getting up earlier.
Her. But I mean, like she had been doing it. She had started doing this a couple months ago. And she was like, Mom, it's so hard for me because I'm like, oh, waking up early and getting into it. But like we were able to talk about her just not doing it as a rote thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I know you, Dano, you always say when you sit down with the word, you ask the Holy Spirit, you know, like just reveal yourself to me in this. Like show me you. Like I want to have the wonder and amazement regardless of what I'm reading. And you said something key when you saw Roxy, you know, like that scripture came up. And we're not just memorizing scripture to say we have it memorized, right? Like we're treasuring that scripture in our heart because there's gonna be a time where we have to call on it.
Call it up.
And if it's not in there,
can't bring it up.
We can't bring it up. And that's the wonder, like that God would show you a peahen and you would think about his pinion, his feathers, and how he keeps you under his wing. And so I'm like, God, I want that amazement in everything, like not to be shocked by what God does, but to remain in awe of him,
and
you know,
and expectant maybe even.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So every time I crack open the word, I'm like, yes, okay. God,
so
I want to see your wonder. I want to behold you. I want to behold you. So I'm approaching the word a little bit differently.
Yeah, me too.
Nowadays.
My hunger has been heightened.
Yeah.
From that. And it was the whole conference, but Jackie was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I want to, if we can, before we have a conversation about how to get our daughters to wonder at the word, maybe even just play this clip, this little clip. We popped it onto social media the next day after, and it went viral. Listen.
Moms, be ready.
Yes.
Gosh.
Listen to the wonder. Picture Jackie Hill Perry. There are tears streaming down her beautiful face. You can't hear that she's crying.
Yeah.
So you almost need to go see this on the Revive Our Hearts website or Facebook page or Instagram page. But listen to this.
We are so fascinated by the world. We are so caught up in things that cannot change us, in people that cannot save us, in things that will not deliver us, in personalities that did not die for us. But what would happen if we behold him? What would happen when you are in pain and you behold him? What would happen when you are frustrated and you behold him? What would happen when you are betrayed and you behold him? What happens when you have a besetting sin that makes you believe that the blood doesn't still work, but you chose to behold him? What happens when God has called you to a ministry where people want you to preach everything but Jesus, and you have to remember that my job, my mission is to preach the gospel so that people would behold him? What happens when you are weary in prayer? You must behold him. What happens when you start losing your eyesight? You must behold him. What happens when your body breaks down? You behold him. What happens when you lose people? You behold him. Why do you think you were made? Why do you think you were created? If not to behold him. I believe the Lord wants to take us back to the main thing, which is to behold him.
We'll include a link to the full message on YouTube in the transcript of the podcast. But moms, daughters, we gotta pray that our daughters' eyes would be open and they would behold him. They would see him. Okay. We are going to have a conversation about how to get our daughters to wonder at the word. Shani and I aren't alone in the studio today. We are joined by Susie Weibel. Hello, Susie.
What?
Susie. Hello.
Susie has been with the ministry for more than 2 decades.
Yeah.
Long time. Lead teacher. You've authored some books. We mentioned one of the books in a recent podcast. It's Great to Be a Girl. She co-authored. Yes.
Thank you for that book, Susie.
Yeah, several others. Welcome. Yeah. And she's been on the board. She's been my boss. She's not my boss right now.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, ma'am.
She just came off of the board of True Girl. And today we're introducing you as the theological director of the new Wonder app that we're debuting in January.
I couldn't think of anyone greater to do this.
So excited.
Yeah, me too.
So, Dana, I know you've been burning for many years to create an app for teen girls to be in God's word every day. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because wondering at the word changes everything. It changes everything. When you are in the word, everything looks different. You look at life through the lens of the word, and hopeless stuff looks hopeful through that lens. Mm-hmm. Fearful things look like you're safe through that lens. Mm-hmm. And girls today are increasingly more depressed, more anxious. They're that way because they're feasting on and feeding on social media, TikTok. Mm-hmm. And those messages increase the anxiety, increase the depression, increase the suicidal ideation.
Yeah,
you can trace the increase of all those things. There's like hockey stick growth of those things that started about the time that we started carrying around computers in our pockets called smartphones. And also that's about the time that apps started to be available. It was like MySpace and there was Facebook, but we didn't have some of the apps we have today. But it's definitely a contributing factor. Conversely, there's research that says if you spend time in your Bibles 4 times a week or more, the anxiety, the depression, everything goes down. So we just got to get our girls in the word.
Yes.
So, and amen. So an app seems the way to do it because the language they speak is digital. So here we go.
Well, okay. So Susie, do teen girls want this?
Absolutely. They want this. I think there's like two groups of girls, right? There's girls that are, and in our focus groups, they told us this, like, I'm already using an app. And they're not saying we don't want this app. They're just saying, yeah, this is awesome because I'm already using an app. And then there are girls who told us, yeah, I do have a daily quiet time, but I'm kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, I need some structure. I would love it if someone would just take me by the hand and say, read this today, and I'm going to help you dive in deeper. And a number of them were also saying, like, I'll tell all my friends about it, too.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So I think that even the girls who were saying, I'm already using a Bible app, they're not necessarily using a Bible app that's been created and sourced specifically with them in mind. So I think they're pretty excited about it.
So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because for somebody who would say, well, what's the difference between this and, you know, the regular Bible app or, you know, YouVersion or, you know, something like that.
I think it's probably, would you say, Susie, it's that it's going to be video based?
I think so.
We want them, we're creating it so that their daily Devo experience feels like a TikTok video. So they'll be greeted by a reader who says, today you're going to be in this passage of scripture. And then she'll say, swipe to hear today's Devo. Then they hear this video Devo, really short, like 1 to 2 minutes. There are Devo apps that have videos, but it's not the core experience of their day.
Right.
But I think the other thing that's really different is we are going to challenge them in 2026 to read every word in the Bible.
Right.
Wow.
That's
which
the structure.
Most people have not done.
Lots of Christians have never done that.
Right. That's a big task. That's a really big task.
I think today's teenagers want serious faith.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to play church.
Nope.
They want to do it. Mm-hmm. They want to be the church.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to challenge them, and they can do it. It doesn't take a lot of time every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did the focus groups and talked to them, they said, I want structure.
Mm-hmm.
So the structure is going to be, we're going to read through the Bible in 2026.
Okay. And so that's a Day in the Wonder app. You said they open that app up.
Yep.
And they'll get prompts throughout that.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a reader video. And tell them about the rewards, because I think those are important.
Yeah, the rewards are really cool. So the app tracks the reading. It tracks, you know, so literally as the girls are swiping and turning the pages of the Bible, let's say they're in the book of Genesis, there's a little circle up at the top of the screen, and they can see that little circle begin to fill in as they turn the pages.
So like, gratifying.
This is how far you are. This is how far you've come. There's another, they can go to their stats page and they can see it chapter by chapter. So there's actually little boxes that are checked off, you know, like you've read chapters one, two, three. So there'll be a check mark next to all the boxes they have completed. But as they're reading, it's represented, you know, and then when the book is completed, there's a little celebration pop and screen and you know, confetti. And they earn a badge for each book that they've completed. And of course, they need to get through 66 of them.
Yeah. So.
And I love a good badge. So, you see all these apps and they have the streaks girls and boys, but their teens are really into that. Like, oh, I got to do this because I got to get my streak. Let me tell you, though,
what was interesting when I did focus groups for this, they are into the streaks.
Mm-hmm.
So there are streaks available on our app.
Awesome.
But also they said, what about, where's grace in that? This like multiple of the focus groups
Look
were like,
that.
Yeah, we have a little caution about that. Like the streaks are motivating, but also they can be real. Like if you've had a 30-day streak and then you just lose it and you're back at ground zero, it feels really bad.
It's not meant to condemn you, honey.
So we added something called weeks. So they have streaks and they have weeks. And the weeks are, I don't know, is it 4 out of 7 of the days of the week, if they do 4 out of 7 of the days, or maybe it's 5.
Yeah, I thought it was four.
Maybe it's 4.
Maybe right.
I think it's 4 because the research indicates that if you're in the Word 4 times a week or more, it really does have a difference. It makes a difference in your thinking, your feeling, your behavior, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the grace component is weeks. It's a lot harder to lose your weeks.
Okay.
You have 3 days of grace a week.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Now, okay, we were at True Women and Wonder had some merch. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted one of these hoodies. I didn't even have a chance. I said, oh, I'll get one after the conference. I'll buy one then. Well, no, I couldn't because the Wonder hoodies sold out at True Women. However, I hear they're available as Christmas gifts. If this is true, how can someone, me, get one of these Wonder hoodies?
Yeah, that was full on drama for poor Shani.
Uh-huh. I had to give mine up. I did have, it was like I had mine and then I had to give it up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel your pain.
Okay. All right. As long as, you know, you
but
understand.
They are on the mytruegirl.com website.
Yay.
And you don't have to be a teenager to want it. It says, I mean, they're the coolest, aren't they?
They are,
they're so soft, the color, they're so cool in the design. Mm-hmm.
Susie found the actual product. Like she was die hard, it has to be comfortable.
Yes.
Feels like a Sherpa blanket
Everyone
inside.
Everyone keeps saying that. Everyone's like, oh, they're so soft. And then I touched it and I was like, oh.
You want one and you mourned because you did not have it.
I did.
And it says word over world. Mm-hmm. And then it has our little wonder circle W
right
on the shoulder.
I love it. It's
so
cool.
They're really cool. Get one for your teen or yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Matching mom daughter hoodies.
You guys could be twinning.
It definitely was not just the teen girls wearing those.
Oh no. Yeah,
at True Woman.
Definitely not.
No.
I was like,
they were
that's
hot,
why we sold out.
Item.
They were just a hot item.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get me one of those now. But ladies, how can we pray for you as you work on this app? Cuz it's an undertaking, right? Mm-hmm.
What would you say, Suze? What do we need to pray? I think we need to pray for the team.
Yeah, I think there's so much to pray for. I think right now, the team is probably the number one thing to be in prayer for. We have a great team. I mean, we have this wonderful team. If we call them Wonder Mentors, they're young women. I think they're all in their 20s.
And they all love the word. They Amen. Absolutely love God's word. And this is going to be, and they all have full-time jobs outside of this. So this is not like their full-time job. This is something that they have a passion for and they want to be involved in. Mm-hmm. And the workload for them is not going to be small. I mean, these are not going to just be, hey, I read this passage of scripture and here's what stuck out to me kind of videos. These women are going to be studying the scripture and presenting, and this is very difficult. They're going to be presenting these short videos. So they have to pack a lot of theology into a very short amount of space. And they really need the Holy Spirit to do that. You know, we need to be asking the Lord, what is it that you want highlighted in this video? Because all of your word is God-breathed.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could pick any verse. So what is it, Lord, that this time around you want highlighted?
Yeah. And generally we have three whole chapters that we have to select from because they're reading three whole chapters that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
I have Genesis, I asked for Genesis 14 and 15 because I love those verses. It talks about Abraham's covenant. And I'm like, how am I going to do, I think it's Genesis 13, 14, and 15 in 1 minute.
1 minute.
Right.
So we need a lot of wisdom. There's a learning curve. We've never done this before.
Yeah,
we're driving without a license.
Aww.
But Susie Holy and I have been Spirit driving a long time without a license. We generally get someplace. Also, I think you can just pray for the funding. It has my husband completely stressed out financially because he's like, we have never, ever tackled a project this big in one fell swoop. Like, we just had to commit to it. It's over the course of 3 years will cost just under $1 million. Wow. Now, we're doing it in partnership with Revive Our Hearts, so we're not alone in this. But even they, who they're a bigger ministry than us, are like, this is a big commitment.
Yeah,
it's big.
Sure.
So we need prayer for that.
Well, I mean, speaking of that, Giving Tuesday is coming up.
Yeah.
And we do have a big goal. So what is it specifically? What is the amount that we are putting up as the goal for Giving Tuesday? And then how can people give?
Yeah. So we, every year we have an end of year campaign. This year, I think we need to raise, I think it's something like 700,000 by December 31st.
Okay.
That's pretty normal for us. But we've never really had like a day where we say, hey, let's raise a lot of money on this day. We're going to do it this year, Giving Tuesday. We're hoping and praying that the Lord would provide $20,000. And that would go towards the Wonder Project, paying the team, the infrastructure, all the things associated with it, the design, the look, the hoodies.
There's equipment that our, you know, that our content creators need.
It all adds up. And the tech to develop it and be competitive with TikTok, Instagram, the things that they're exposed to every day is not cheap at all. So consider prayerfully giving on Giving Tuesday or any time in the month of November and December. We would be so grateful. MyTrueGirl.com.
Amen. All right, ladies, here's the big question. When will I be able to tell my daughters to download this app? When will it be available?
That's the $1 million question. And we have an answer.
Oh, yay.
We will be running hard, functioning January 1st.
Oh.
So the tech developers are still trying to help us know when we can have like the app up for people to start to download. I'm hoping that's mid-December or sooner so girls are ready. But we're going to hit the ground running on January 1st. We are going to read through the Bible with Revive Our Hearts, who's doing an international read through the Bible program. We're going to have millions of women across the globe reading the Bible in their own languages. And for teenagers, that's digital.
Yeah.
So this is part of that. So we need to start on January 1st with everybody else.
And maybe it's worth mentioning that on January 1st, the app will be up and running, but there are features that will be available that will not be available January 1st, but will be added over time as we're able to in the development phases.
So this will be, it'll be like phase one.
Right. Oh, this is going to be so good. I'm so excited.
Yeah. The whole Bible's in there. Oh, we didn't say this. The whole Bible's in the app.
Now, do you have different versions?
We have two versions, CSB and NLT.
Look at that.
two of our favorite versions.
I was going to say those are my favorites.
And you can highlight, you can underline, you can squiggle underline.
You can squiggle
you
underline?
You can.
Okay, is Wonder App just for teens?
No.
And then we have these cool Bible stamps.
Oh yeah.
So you can stamp a passage of scripture to mean, oh, when I think of this, I think of this big theme in God's word, and this remind. So and anyway, we're gonna be.
I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, and the stamps are all they're themed. You know, so there are 11 of them, and they're mm-hmm. 4 meta narratives, and then 7 still important. So, yeah. But the meta narratives, are creation, sin, mm-hmm. redemption, restoration.
Yay!
So you can see those all through scripture. And we want them to look for that
mm-hmm.
all through mm-hmm. scripture, from mm-hmm. Genesis to Revelation. Where do you see these 4 meta themes? These are the big themes of scripture.
Yeah.
You got to know them. Because if you know those 4 themes,
you'll be able to.
You can understand better the big picture context of a specific passage.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we're so excited. We could talk all day, but we shouldn't.
Okay, fine.
Just pray for us.
Yes. Well, can I do that for you right now?
That'd be mm-hmm. wonderful.
All right. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are sovereign, Lord God. And we just wonder at you, Lord God. We are in awe of who you are. And Lord, we want our daughters, we want our teens to be in awe of who you are and to be able to wonder at you, Lord God. And so right now we just lift up the Wonder App endeavor, Lord God. We ask that you breathe on it, that your Holy Spirit just leads and guides this whole process, and that the team is right where you want them to be, Lord God, that they might feel like they're flying blind, Lord God, but Lord, they know that you are the one that is directing all of it, Lord God. You are driving the vehicle. And Father, thank you that they are getting on board, Father, and they are believing for you to do some amazing things through this app in the lives of these teen girls. Father, allow them to, every time they open it, just see your wonder. Lord, allow these videos, Lord God, they may be short, but your Holy Spirit, Lord, will pack a powerful punch, Lord God, every time they open them up. And so we bless you for what you're going to stir in these young people. Lord, you are raising up a generation of truth tellers, Lord God, those that will proclaim your truth and your word in this earth. And God, I thank you that you are getting it into their hearts, Lord God, and this app is going to help do that. And so we just praise you, be with the team, lead them and guide them, and we just thank you for the fruit that will come from this app. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Next time on the True Girl Momcast, let's talk about the purity controversy.
Ooh.
Dum, that's
going to be a big, big one. Woo. We might need Susie to come back for that.
I think we'll have her back.
Will you come back, Susie?
I love controversy.
Yes!
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Hey, before you go, a reminder, it's not too late to join me for the Holy Girl Walk Season 4. It's a 16-day journey into forgiveness and freedom. We're walking and memorizing Psalm 130, one verse at a time. The reason we're memorizing Psalm 130 is it's a powerful weapon to fight shame. And you can get the book, Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130, in my online bookstore at mytruegirl.com. Follow me, Dana Gresh, or True Girl Official on Instagram for daily prompts and links to the Holy Girl Walk podcast, Season 4.